I remember there was a big courtyard.
This is to
cover with cobblestone. Right. And on the sides, on one side, there were big manure piles. There's a little hamlet, a little village in the middle of nowhere. And at the end of that courtyard was a little house which my grandmother lived. On the right side was a bigger building. There was a school in the synagogue. And on the end of a little alley going from the synagogue to the right, there was the house in which the Herr Lehrer lived. That was my uncle Abraham. At that time he was still married, and my cousins, two girls and one boy, were still all young children. I was only 5 years old, so the oldest was probably 6, 7, Ida. And I remember that when we went into my grandmother, old woman,
Bella.
Lying,
Bella Wexler,
nay five.
Right.
She was lying in her bed, a big bed, very kindly old woman, had no teeth. And she had a woman who took care of her, a housekeeper, Babette. Babette was for me the incarnation of a witch. But Oma was very, very, grandmother was very, very pleasant, but we just went to the bed and got a hug, and she had on the side of her bed a wooden box, plain wooden box, about that wide and long. Had a lid on it, and she flipped the lid back, and then she had candy in that box. And when we came in, then we always got a piece of candy. So there's a question if I knew my grandmother. As I say, she was a sick woman, but she was a widow of Samuel Wexler, who was the son of the rabbi in Schwabach. And that great rabbi had a number of sons, and all of them became teachers. Yes, nobody became a rabbi. Yeah, one became a rabbi, I believe, but the family didn't talk of him because he was one of the progressive rabbis in early times when reform was something that was just as bad as getting converted to another faith,
right.
being Christian, yes?
Right.
I believe he wound up in Switzerland, if I know right. But his son, my mother's father, my mother always said, mein Vater, der war nicht sehr intelligent. He was just a very plain, simple man, but sufficient to make it up and go through the seminary to become a school teacher. And he became a school teacher in Aschbach.
Right.
He became a school teacher in Aschbach and stayed in Aschbach all his life.
What's your, you got?
How did it go?
Joshua, they won.
Victorious.
They won.
You well won. Done. Your son played terrifically.
He is so great. He's. Yeah. I think he's.
How many goals did you hold?
Best ball.
Oh, it was 1-0. I didn't score.
He really does.
Is the best ball.
Is there mud on your feet?
He looks beat.
He's sweating. He's absolutely sad.
He is exhausted.
We made a side trip to check on a.
Yeah. You played a good game.
Yeah.
John, did you see him play?
Of course. Actually, I took no pictures because I was enthralled by the game. In fact, I never used your chair. I didn't use your chair for a little bit.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's terrific.
I am so proud.
Would you like to sit down?
I am so proud. He was up for the game.
They won, 1-0.
First game, first win of the year. Chris, it was because I was there,
Joshua,
right?
Joshua is probably the strongest,
what
best
position
player.
Did you play today?
I played forward. I played right.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you were as a goalie.
No, that was a long
many
time.
Years ago. He plays.
I remember. Something
you should see
about
him.
Goalie.
He is terrific.
What are you now? What?
I play halfback usually, but they wanted some.
He gets to move the ball down. He can get keeps it away from everybody else. They can't keep up with him.
Now, in Germany, they call it the center, the Mittelstürmer.
Right.
Center forward.
The Stürmer. The center Stürmer and two side Stürmers. And then the halfbacks,
right.
Yes?
Yeah. I usually play halfback, but he wanted us to score this game. So it's true. That's
so you have to move the ball, that the Stürmer get a chance to get the big kick, yeah? Are you good with your head?
Pretty good. I'm not incredible at heading it, but I'm dribbling sites.
You know, if you see these professional games, I find it much more interesting than football. Football is just a game of raw force.
Yeah.
But soccer, what they call it, you know, we call it
football
at home.
Right.
Yes. Soccer is a game of intelligence and strategy.
Right.
Yes.
He's got them both. He has intelligence and strategy. Really?
Now that it's a Saturday. Now he's finished, huh?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Finished. He is finished. You can see it.
Exhausted.
We went to the program store. I mean, that's the computers they have.
You went with John?
We didn't look at it. We just wanted to see if they had it.
What
did you have trouble getting there or back? Or
no.
Was he good?
How long does it take? The game take exactly an hour and 30 minutes. Yeah.
About.
No, it's an hour and 10 minutes for us.
But it's an hour and 10 of play. But then they have a break. They have a half break,
yeah.
Which is about 10 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So the whole thing takes an hour and a half, approximately.
Exactly.
Right.
If the time is up, it's up, just like in basketball.
Yeah. And it's over.
Yeah.
If there's a timeout, like in professional soccer.
Danny's game started an hour later.
Yeah.
In a completely different part. Josh is playing in Kensington, and Danny is playing in Silver Spring. We have learned the whole county. We've played everywhere. And once Josh's team played 20 miles from here, we had to drive. 20 miles each way, remember? And it would take half an hour to go there. And the people who are, some kids who are very, very enthused about soccer play on two teams. They play on a league, a very competitive league, and they play in Virginia. They play all over.
Yeah,
so their parents spend, what?
I did that 1 year.
Yeah. Their parents spend hours taking the kids back and forth. And then in addition to that, some of those kids are also playing in an orchestra, playing private music lessons, like Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
Rabinowitz plays select soccer, and he also plays piano, and he is also...
But they don't play very far away.
But he's also in a band. He also has a band. So he's 15, and his mother drives him to soccer, to his... It's crazy.
Who is Rabinowitz?
Rabinowitz...
Max was there.
Max was at the computer.
Yes,
at the
and
store.
He is not at all pleased with SuperTax. He is
SuperScribe.
No, SuperTax.
Which one do we have?
SuperScribe. He really does not like it. He wants an 80-column board so he can see everything on the screen. And he was looking at Programma.
Yeah.
Apple Pie, and that's what he's really looking at. Also, I guess David wants to be able to edit programs because he said also SuperTax can't do that, which I know.
Is can ours? Rabinowitz, I'll tell you who Rabinowitz is. Okay. Rabinowitz is a neighbor who lives a few blocks from here. I guess we can take
a break. It's recording now.
Okay.
And
what
I think the important thing is never to turn it off once you've got the thing going, because it distracts the hell out of them. And the questions that I had sent to them were in that letter.
Oh, I would like to take the top.
Where's one of these pictures? I would love to get a... I think we're done to do a tracing over this.
Right.
With names on it.
You know what I'm looking for, though? It's
the letter you sent.
That typed letter, because that's got all those leading questions in it.
Well, you have it out.
Let me look.
Well, Harry, may I ask a question?
Sure.
I would like to use 15 minutes. That's all I need.
15 minutes
the
what?
And the channel on the TV.
Is this supposed